You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners. Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse-pounding, lightning-inducing.
Oh yeah!
Tower ascending.
My name's Vector.
Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the burrito-loving Aztec Olmec, because I love burritos. But it would not be a proper episode if I didn't have Taco Tuesday Lightstar 777 with me. Okay, I think I...
No, you don't.
Yeah, now we're good. Now we're good. Now I hear
so
you.
Did you hear me the whole time we were sitting around jerking each other off? Like, you're great! No, you're great, AJ! You're the best friend I've ever had!
I wish I knew. And now, magically, by the broadcasting gods, Lightstar is back.
Broadcast gods!
Anyway, but yes, the burrito-loving and the Taco Tuesday Lightstar 777 are in your face.
Hey, Francis!
So, we have topics. Of course, we're going to talk some Summoner's War goodness.
We're doing that. I am ascending your tower!
Now we're talking.
Your tower!
We're also going to talk some... Genshin-ness. Some Genshin comedy, some Genshin. I don't even call it drama. I call it Genshin.
He wishes he couldn't hear me again, folks.
Oh, I can definitely hear you now. That's some ASMR goodness going on. But I don't even call it Genshin drama. I call it Genshin comedy. You know, it's just...
Much like what I called their first year anniversary gifts to the players.
Exactly.
If they had just mailed us all a big foam finger with only one central digit rising above the others on the hand structure.
Terrible.
That would have been about the same as what they gave us. They're like, here's two summons.
Also, we want to give a big shout out to our good friend Naphog. We're gonna when Summoner's War drops their collaboration, he definitely wants to do a joint summons with us, which would be great. We'll be happy to do that with him. In addition,
he's trusting us with his role. He wants us to open. And I don't know if he knows this, but Aztec is the slowest summoner ever. Like, watch. This is not even like a joke. Like, I could summon 100 scrolls.
And I'm still slow with it. And the thing is, there's a 10 pull now. Doesn't matter. Did not increase the speed at all. Shout outs to all of our people, Nelly the God, JD the Gamer, Evan, you know, all the people that support us and help us out. You know, Rashi Boshi, of course. Definitely want to shout everybody out. Haroshin, of course. Haroshin was nice enough to be on the show. But yeah, man. So when Lightstar reboots, apparently he crashed, but we'll definitely go over some topics.
I was shouting.
Okay, I get it.
You didn't tell me what kind of shout. You just said a shout.
Just shout outs, yeah. But we're also going to talk a little bit of Ms. Marvel, because I haven't finished all the episodes as yet. And
it has been more than 2 weeks since episode 3, so we can talk up to there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we already have to put the spoiler thing, because we all know I don't care after 2 weeks.
Also, I'm a new dad, and just cool baby stuff has been happening to me. My son just turned, tomorrow he's going to be a month old, and this month has been, you know, a lot of
whirlwind
scheduling all over the place.
Tornado.
It's more than that. I mean, of course, you know, that's part of it. But man, has it been some good times?
I know. He's fallen out of favor on the planet. But you know, I mean, it kind of reminds me, like, you know that Bill Cosby special where you know, he's like, oh, you made a boo-boo! You made a boo-boo! Like, you stood over your son yet and done that? I just need to know.
I did the roots thing. I did the roots thing. I did the Lion King thing. Everything the light touches. Everything the light touches is yours. I did
one
that.
Day, Aiden, all that the light touches will be yours.
Yeah, that I totally did that. That's funny. But yeah, that stuff is awesome. You know, being a dad is just one of the. I didn't know how much I would enjoy it. You know, yes, it has been a poopy tornado, but you know, more than that,
poop tornado.
Just seeing this kid smile back at you after, you know, the diapers changed and the onesies changed and, you know, he's fed and stuff like that. That's just one of the highlights of my day, is just seeing this guy smile back at me. And but regardless, I'm super happy, super excited to see him grow up and play some games, of course, because, you know, I'm going to introduce him to all the games that I like. But, you know, good times.
I don't think you should play those kinds of
Anyway, and of course, Uncle Lightstar is gonna.
Those websites are for grown-ups, sir.
And of course, Uncle Lightstar is going to show him and teach him all the ways of the Force and of Star Trek and such like that. So, awesome!
Yeah,
can't wait.
Gotta get him young. Gotta show him that Deep Space Nine is the best series.
Yes.
Fight me, why don't you?
Yeah, man. I mean.
Besides, dare you, internet, I dare you to tell me Deep Space Nine is not the best.
Besides the, you know, Next Generation, of course, Deep Space Nine is,
whoa,
is pretty
good. Okay, I guess we're fighting now. I guess that's what we're saying.
They're in the same.
Deep Space Nine was the best writing of any Star Trek series ever, dropping the mic right here where it landed.
Can't argue with that.
No. Seriously, I have literally shown an episode of Season 4, Episode 2, The Visitor of Deep Space Nine to people who have never seen an episode of Star Trek, and it still moved them to tears. Now, you show me any one episode in TNG that could do that, and I will say their writing was up to that caliber.
I just love seeing A.B. Brooks do hopscotch. So right there.
Alan Moraine, count 2-4. Alan Moraine, then 2 more. Alan Moraine, come with me. Alan Moraine, then you'll see.
Yes.
Oh, he hates that too. Like at the Star Trek convention, he made a special point of saying how much he hates it.
Well, he knocked it out of the park. I couldn't tell. Like during that, he hated it. But man, that made it for me. That made the whole series for me.
And you know, and then, little known fact, he was also a professor of music at Rutgers University.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
He's like an incredibly talented musician.
He sung a lot on the show. Did they show him play any instruments? I just can't remember
off
the top of my head.
What I know, just from personal experience from the convention, is he can at least play the piano like nobody's business.
Excellent.
I mean, he's phenomenally talented.
Very cool. See, I learned something on my own show. That's like the whole point.
Sir Patrick, what do you played lately?
Crickets. But anyway.
The most British Frenchman in the entire Starfleet.
So let's talk some.
All right. We got derailed there. You know, that was not planned, that rant, but you know.
But that's the beauty of this show. That's the beauty of Lightstar ranting.
Beauty of my
Aztec answer. learning things he didn't know beforehand. But yeah, let's talk some Summoner's War. I mean, we did have a whole episode about the, you know, it's most likely going to be Persona for the collab that's coming. you know, which is going to be great. I haven't been lucky enough to pull a Battle Angel as yet, but
I pulled exactly. Oh yeah, zero.
Zero Battle Angels. Zero. I hear you. But you know, progress is going. You know, definitely, I've been leveling up. You know, some of my units. I can't like stress how much I love Praha. Praha is my newest 5-star. She's just amazing. And I had a transmog for her lying around, and you know, didn't know it until pretty recently. But I switched her up.
You're a smooth operator. Like
I am. I'm pretty.
You know, I'll just say, they have like this rerun of the transmogs back.
Right.
It's the most weeny bring back of transmogs I've ever seen them do.
Transmogs return. Yep.
It's just three. It's three sets, and some of them are pretty recent. Two are holiday themed. There's one summer one.
Yep.
Because they couldn't. What, you guys can come up with new summer ones?
Nope. I mean, it's an 8-year-old game, bro. Like, but yeah, like you said,
Think you'd have had time to come up with a new costume. Here's an idea. Let me revert my Beth back to square one, visually unawakened Beth with her black tights. Can we do that?
But I love the Halloween one, so I am not super mad about that. And now I have a Chimera.
I bought it.
Yeah, right.
I had it. I had that one. I had the Christmas one. I've got both of those, and I own about 3 out of the 5 of the
Pop Idol ones.
The Pop Idol ones, and that's because I loved the Pop Idol. Like, I mean, the Valkyrie, so good.
Yeah,
so good.
Very cool. Could you imagine that in real life? You know, someone with digital wings. That would be sick as anything.
Yeah, what's a Hatsu Makane?
Yeah, Hatsumi, exactly. You know, that's...
Yeah, I can imagine it very easily, actually, that you bring it up.
Yeah, very cool. But yeah, yeah. I mean, just speaking about transmods, it's pretty comedic that, you know, they only brought back these, you know, three sets or whatever. But, you know, whatever. It's something.
See, the funny thing is, at this point, I mean, because they have literally opened every transmog at some point.
Yeah.
From the beginning of the game, I think, to present day, I've probably bought every transmog set I really want.
Right.
For Family Monsters, unless I got something like the Beast Monks, then I'd actually have to, like, think about buying one of the $30 packs just so I could have an all attribute for them. Who wants to spend 500 transmog stones?
Seriously. I'm so glad that I got the full pack for I think one of the summer ones, but the Baywatch, the jet ski.
Oh, the Baywatch one? Yeah. That is my favorite. Yeah. I unabashedly love that. Yeah. It's purely Baywatch.
Got it for Praha, so Praha and Juno, so whenever
I'll
get whenever I get the wind Oracle, she's already set up. She'll have her transmog going, so that'll be awesome. But
you know, I forget sometimes because I've had four of her.
Yeah.
I've had four Ciaras and you have had zero.
Absolute zero.
And I was salty because my first one was up against Jameer.
Right.
And I picked Ciara, and then like I got three more of her over the course of like the next year and a half of playing.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, out of nowhere, it was like I finally got Jameer. Because I was salty for a long time about that. I was like, come on.
Seriously. And then, but it all worked out. It all, the Lightstar luck came through. All
right. Let's talk about this Genshin drama. Okay?
Genshin comedy. It's not even drama. It's just comedy to me at this point. Genshin has more like jokes than the New York Knicks. It's hysterical. It's like you can literally. I know whole YouTube channels are based on just Genshin nonsense. The Jazz, the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Karl Malone.
Oh, yo, Jimmy Kimmel. We're not gonna go there with. But anyway, so the new Genshin comedy is, you know, Sumeru. Sumeru is the fourth new section through in Genshin Impact that's going to be released in, I believe, 3.0. And already people are upset because they, you know, they dropped a couple of character models already. And Sumeru is, you
know... How dare they try and get you excited about the game?
Exactly. So, you know, their drip marketing is always good for a Hoyoverse. It's pretty cool. It gets me excited, to be honest. But
you know, it would get me excited.
What?
1 year anniversary. But you know, worthwhile.
The second year anniversary is rolling over, so you know, I think they heard everybody's complaint.
But,
so,
but you know, do you know what's happened in the past year since they pissed me off?
What?
I have maybe played Genshin a handful of times in the past year.
And your account is so good.
Your account is so good daily, every day.
Yes.
Like it was like the one thing I was like, I'm at least going to go do my daily.
Right.
I'm at least
going to burn some resin. Yeah.
Like do whatever I need to do to burn, you know, what I need and keep maintaining.
And you're, you know,
and
you have great units.
Pissed me off, and I was like, I guess we. You know, it's like Chick-fil-A. I realize they'll probably never care that me and my wife will never eat in their restaurants again.
Right.
But, you know, just can't condone their behaviors.
I hear that. But the new area, you know, basically, if you don't know, Genshin has three areas that are open. They're all themed after a different country. Mondstadt, Germany. Liyue is China. And Inazuma is Japan. The fourth area they're going to release is Sumeru, which is based on...
Antarctica!
Oh. Not exactly. The exact opposite climate-wise. Sumeru is going to be based on, you know, South Asia, India, and the Middle East. So in their drip marketing, they released two character models... Well, three, I think, at this point, for Sumeru. And people are, you know, upset that they're not darker skin toned or whatever.
That's racist.
That is comedy because like
what are you saying about Aztec? I mean, is he not dark enough for you?
Seriously.
Do you need him to be a little bit darker?
Like, I mean,
we could do that for you.
As a proud
reverse Michael him.
As a proud Jamaican American, I literally play games to get out of drama like this. You know, I want to go into a fantasy world where there is no issues of any of this, and. I don't know. It's fictional characters, and I think a lot of this heat can be, you know, saved for the actual real world and people that are being oppressed. Two, Hoyoverse has has a good amount of representation. I mean, there's Zinyan, there's Kaya, and on top of it, if you didn't know, there's actually hip hop in Teyvat. And I'll explain that whole insane statement I just made. If you look at Yanfei's lore, what she wants to do after the best lawyer possible, she wants to become a rapper. You know, so there's punk music and there's hip hop in Genshin Impact, if you can believe. So, like, and even in Honkai, there's a couple of, you know, darker skinned characters. You know, like, I don't think
They're all behind a paywall.
They definitely are not. They're definitely, you know, free to play. Carol is one of my favorite characters. She's just freaking awesome. But
Have to save up your 23rd currency and then you need to change it
there are many currencies in Honkai.
And once you trade it for the crystal magnates, you can grow poopa shells. And once you get enough poopa shells,
what are you talking?
I'm just debating their ridiculous like currency system.
Oh man, Honkai, there's a lot of current. But anyway, but just getting back to the point, I don't think Hoyoverse is a racist company. I don't think people that enjoy the aesthetics of the characters are racist just because they're a little pasty. You know, in addition, in the future, there's going to be a whole section that's going to be based on African countries. So I'm sure those characters are going to be, you know, darker skin tone and such like that.
Tunisia.
Exactly. So,
African representation, South Africa in the 90s.
No, you f***ed up. You did. You totally did. But anyway, I don't really think that Hoyoverse in any means is a racist company, or they wouldn't have any in any of these characters. But I don't know, it's just more drama. I think Genshin is a pretty awesome game by way of lore alone. Story-wise alone, Genshin is awesome. And, you know, they have characters that represent... I mean, look at Kaya. Kaya is such an awesome character. Kaya was even in the manga. You know what I'm saying? He's not some NPC that just kind of threw in for no reason. He's a major character, and he's a playable character. But
you know what game has the best lore of any game I've really ever played?
I'm going to shoot and say Horizon.
No, I mean, that's fine. It's a great narrative and all. I mean, that story still shakes me to this day that you have no idea what happened, so it makes me sad that you don't. Anywho, no, World of Warcraft, just because there was just so much, and there was so much well-thought-out, fleshed-out lore. There were books everywhere, any city you went to, you could find books, and you could read about different things. Like, literally, if you wanted to know, an intensive history of the dwarves in, you know, in that universe, you could know down to, lineages if you found the right book and wanted to read about it. I just thought that was so cool. And, I realized I was probably one of the five people who probably cared enough about it to go looking for those. But, I always thought that was interesting because, you know... There was so much backstory and so much.
It reminds me of Fable, because same deal. You can go, you can find books in the open world, and
what
you can.
There? You got Fable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Fable had, honestly, Genshin kind of reminds me of it. But anyway, just to wrap up our Genshin rant,
I'm glad you didn't say that earlier. I would have contradicted you. Fable is a beautiful creature that cannot be.
Oh, absolutely, and of course the remake is coming too. So that's another thing. Yeah, so Peter is actually remaking Fable, so for the next gen. So let's hope. Fingers crossed.
I own all three of those games digitally, so I can play them on my Xbox Series X. So.
Yeah, just in case the remake is trash. Let's hope it isn't, because I really like that series. But just to wrap up with
the thing. Here's why it's nothing like Genshin, though, is because every single thing you did down to what weapon or magic you slung.
The morality system.
But not even the morality system, even combat. If you decided to throw a spell and then go all hack and slashy, that determined what your character was, what stats were boosted.
True.
And everything else. That was an incredibly unique system to have every behavior that you conduct in the game, everything, have some bearing on what was going on.
Great. But just to wrap up Genshin, you know, play who you like, you know, play the game. If you want to boycott the game, no problem. But I'm going to continue to play it and cover it. And hopefully, you know, there's just some more representation in it. But that wraps up the whole Genshin
aspect.
Honestly, September is going to be here, you know, closer than you think, so we'll see what they give for the two-year anniversary. I mean, honestly, they have the Golden Apple Archipelago, you know, open again, so, you know, I haven't jumped into it yet. I still have to do Mona's story quests, which I'm, you know, doing presently, so...
I'm jealous that you have
Mona. No, it'd be... Everyone can do the story quest. You don't have to have Mona to do it.
Yes,
but I do Mona's have Mona.
One of the characters I've always wanted.
Yes, Mona's pretty awesome.
Here is a completely unrelated to anything in the entire world plug for something I love. Beats, Pro Beats.
Yeah, Power Beats are awesome.
So this all came out of my wife was talking about noise-canceling headphones.
Right.
And I realized I could get a student discount on a pair, and I was like, you know what, let me try them out. And these are the lightest, just most magical headphones I've ever utilized in my life. And I'm shocked by just how noise-canceling they are. Mm-hmm. People have snuck up on me, I don't even, like, nothing. Like, they could have, like, taken me out. I would have never known. Never, ever.
But yeah, I own a pair of Power Beats. I love them. You know, just because AirPods don't fit in my ear very well, you know, nothing, you know, bad about AirPods, but they just don't fit in my ear very well. And I just love the fact that the Power Beats hook over your ear and they just kind of stay there. So I can ride my bike, no problem, with my Power Beats in. And I know they're not going to fly out of my ear when I hit a bump or a curb or something like that. Also, Gatorade. Drink Gatorade, because we said so. Since we're on the side of plugging things, you know, do that. Drink water. Water.
Iron 5. Ombre.
It's 80% of you.
What else we got? Shameless. Nope. I got nothing else around.
Miss Marvel. But yes.
Oh, yeah. Ms. Marvel, you have to tell me what happened in the last episode.
That I saw,
this is more than 2 weeks ago, so consider yourself warned if you don't want to hear it.
So the wedding happens. The wedding got crashed, and yeah. On the phone, Kamala is talking to her grandmother, and they're, you know, planning their trip. You know, so that was the last scene that I saw.
They tell you come to India.
But I loved the wedding scene. It was pretty funny. The dances and the choreography, and even the fight choreography was pretty good.
Was, you know, cool. I'll say that has been one of the things I think is understated, but the most well done in that show,
mm-hmm.
is the ability of the composer to mix the Eastern music with Western.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
And vice versa, like using Eastern instruments to, you know, play modern music. Like, I mean, the music is just one of the coolest parts I've seen so far. And I love the art style, like, especially in all the credit scenes.
Yes. Like, just really quick, but there's about... Let's put it this way. There's about 1% of Jersey City and a 99% of Georgia, where it's shot. So, but yeah, I mean, just being a former resident of Jersey City, I'm just glad that, you know, at least the name is everywhere. Yep, representation matters. But yes, as you were saying, let's do some summons. Let's see.
Hopefully I pass this floor, but you know my auto is grinding away. So let's see if I can.
If you can kill Chiwu. Well, got defense break. Okay, I think we're gonna be. I think you're gonna do all right.
Now you know you've cursed me just now. Yes,
I did.
Whenever you open your mouth like that, you have a tendency to ruin everything. See, because now he's got shields and he's got his posse all up on him. And
I believe in you. I believe in Lightstar 777.
I believe in Harvey Dent.
I believe I can. My job was to kill the bus driver.
No? Still one of my... Oh, look at that. Have a little faith.
Meh.
Come on, George Michael. Have some faith. Meh. I gotta have faith.
Have you seen the movie Last Christmas with Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding?
I have not.
Tragedy. You should see it.
It's a good idea.
Wonderful.
I did rewatch Dune again, just because I liked Dune a lot.
Part one?
Well, yeah, this part two isn't out yet.
I know, I was just making sure what version of Dune.
Oh, yeah, not the...
If you didn't respond to part one, then it could have either been the miniseries...
Or the original.
Fantastic, which had Sting in it. Loved that version.
So the original had Sting.
Or it could have been the original that had Sir Patrick in it. So you see, it's all wins. Gertie Halleck, played by Sir Patrick.
I will kill him.
I will kill him.
But yeah, I like the miniseries. But anyway, let's
see. This is how dumb I am. I actually have watched a movie called Dune World. I'm not even going to say anything more. You can go look it up.
Dune World? Is that some kind of, like, bad parody or what?
I don't even want to say anymore. I just want you to look it up after we're here while we're chatting.
Dune World? Oh, no. You know what? Just reminds me of something. Something you did send to me, and I meant to. What if Star Wars was an X was awesome. Thank you for sending that to me. And I remembered that, and I actually left a note for myself, you know, to comment on that, because we didn't comment in the last episode. And yeah,
I was in a weird place. That
was hysterical. Just being a Star Wars fan and knowing how many times Star Wars broke my heart, and then I went back to it anyway, just like an X. Hysterical. Very cool. Thank you for that. And we'll definitely post the link to that somewhere on our Discord so everyone can check that out, because that was great. That was just a great piece of short cinema. But I left a note to myself to comment about that. So yes, thanks for that. But yes,
okay, my friend,
we are going to do some summons.
Let's do this.
I'll count it down as we do here on Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
I'm going to do my one exclusive summoning stone to try to get Beast Monk.
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking. Let's see. Mm. Oh, yeah. Wind Beast. Yeah, I actually have him. Excellent. So, actually, you know what? Before we do that, let's go to our channel 777. Shut up. Just so anyone that wants to summon with us can do so.
Yeah, I'm going to... I don't know. You know I have an impulse control problem. I have a hard time... Yeah, I'm just going to summon whatever I have laying around.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Okay, so... I'll count it down as we do over here. 3, 2, 1, and summon.
Shocking, but exclusive summoning stones didn't work.
They always work. Are you kidding me?
You're lying. Wow, 3 bear man in a row. What a time gate.
Well, I got some lightning. I got a Fire Blade Dancer. You know, Chun-Li's...
What's that like?
Chun-Li's cousin.
I got lightning. Look at me go. Robo. Okay. Got all of
you. Oh, I got 2 Fire Robos, like, in the last couple of days. I don't know why.
Just lucky, I guess.
And just because I want a nice round, even I'll do these last 6. Just so I can have an even 30 to start with tomorrow. And you have to show me how to build your Wind Giant Warrior, because I like the way yours hits. It hits pretty nice.
He hits different, you know?
He definitely hits different. So that might be a topic for next week. How to build your Skullgirls.
How to build your Skullgirls.
Well, you know, I technically have 5, and I have an idea to try to build an entire team of Skullgirls and see what that does.
You have 5 Skullgirls? Yes, I know, yeah, now I remember. Yes, you do. You have 5 Skullgirls chilling in your monster box. Excellent.
But no, only 4 are in the box. One
built
is
up, actually.
Active duty.
Mm. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. So,
see? Look at... Oh, actually, I lied. They're all actually 5 right next to each other.
Oh, yeah. I see. Very cool.
And I want to build up the light one, because some people have done some strange things with the light Skullgirl.
All I remember, it has the one of the strangest names in the game.
Einherjar?
Yeah, Einherjar. Anyway, who are we shouting out, Lightstar 777?
Everybody. You know, of course, all the Discorderlies, all of our listeners, like, love them. You guys are the best. Dre!
Dr. Dre. Shout out Dr. Dre. Awesome. Very cool.
If Dr. Dre ever were to hear this, you'd feel pretty foolish
inviting me. I would, and it's entirely possible.
Hashtag Dre. At Dre. At Dre Beats.
Hysterical.
Hashtag we mentioned. Hashtag we mentioned you in our podcast.
I definitely want to shout out Chevy's. Chevy's is, you know, pretty good Mexican food. I don't know if you've
know what? Unabashedly, I also have always liked Chevy's.
See, great minds think alike. Did you ever tell your Chevy story on our show?
You mean my wife being embarrassed? No, I don't think I did. We should save that for next.
We'll save it for next week. Sure. We'll do some.
I'm putting it in the notes.
Now we're talking.
There we go. It's in there.
Perfect.
Now it's because it's written down, it has to happen.
Now, you know, Chevy's is pretty awesome. Definitely want to shout out NAPOG, of course. We're going to definitely talk. NAPOG. And then we will, you know, see about helping you out with those 700 to 800 scrolls. Woo! The reverse impulse control problem.
You know, I've had that many before, though. You know I have.
Yeah.
I'm able to do it. Here's the thing. I just don't like it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. It's great when you get something. And
right.
It's like, cool, okay, great. I got something really neato, and that's going to be great. But, you know, at the same time, you know, so you save up for a whole year, and that's like a whole year where you might have gotten something along the way that could have helped change the game for you,
right.
You know? Maybe it was that, like, one unit that was going to, like, you know, completely revolutionize your gameplay. Like, you know, it's something. I'm weird. I don't know.
But I definitely want to shout out Nelly the God, JD the Gamer. Definitely, Heroshin. And, Evan,
Nelly,
all the people.
Tú eres demasiado amable. Nah.
Excellent. But, yeah, all of the people that support us. And have been since, you know, time immemorial, such like that. But that about wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. New episodes on Saturday. We stream live on Lightstar 777 Gaming, Aztec Olmec on Twitch, at Rancher's Guide on Twitter, MRGTSW. On Instagram, MRGTSW, on Reddit, MRGTSW, on YouTube, MRGTSW, on Facebook.
Pretty dumb.
MRGTSW@gmail.com is our email. And yeah, I think that's all of them. I'm pretty sure that's all of them. Discord, oh crap, the best one out of all of them, I forget. Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe on our Discord. Come and hang out, leave us messages. And we'll respond.
Chat channel. You might even show up.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'll talk to you.
So now that I have, you know, have my son here, now this schedule is kind of like mellowing out, and we can get back to responding with a lot more.
Yeah, and we hope you enjoyed your every other day podcast release schedule this week.
Absolutely.
Was it fun for you too?
I think it was. I would love to hear me every other day. I mean, I hear me every day.
We're going to have to like look at the metrics and see if that was beneficial or a terrible idea.
It might have been better than we thought. We'll definitely do so. But everyone, have a great weekend, have a great summer, and live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
Doo doo doo.
Bam 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 bam.